you're watching the replay, go ahead and fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. I'm gonna let some people get in here. Yeah, Highlanders. Hey, I feel you, bro. I feel you. But here go the positive thing, Highlanders. Hey, I don't know if the live just dropped out, but anybody watching the replay, fast forward 5 to 10 minutes, you know what to do. I know football on y'all, but I don't know what to tell you motherfuckers. You don't, look, here go the bright side. This live will remain public. So the good thing about Sunday's live stream, I did 2 other live streams today, but those are behind the paywall. But the good thing about this live stream is it's staying public. So you can watch this live stream at any moment in your life. You can watch it tomorrow on your lunch break. You can watch it anytime you want. But I won't be mad at you if you want to focus on football, because I'm pretty much going to say the same shit I say every, you know, live. It ain't like you're going to miss much. You know? Yeah. Y'all can let me know who playing, because I don't watch sports. I'm a music guy. I'm a UFO guy. I'm a politic guy. I know what happened in politics today. They tried to delete the orange man again. They really don't want this man to be prez. Yeah. They really don't want the orange man to win. But you would think the deep state has some professionals. Like, they just can't get the job done. I appreciate that, Highlanders. I really do, sir. Why they keep trying to smoke this orange man, though? Shout out to the NFL. Actually, I want to touch on something with the NFL since y'all love the NFL so much. But I'm going to be back. I'll be back. We about to get started soon. Bear with me. Let me know who y'all watching tonight. I don't know who's playing, but somebody let me know who's playing tonight that y'all got y'all eyes peeled for. I'll be back in a minute. This live is not sponsored by Ritz Crackers and by drink. let's get started, people. Let's do it. Respect, Highlanders, respect. Enjoy the game. I hope your team win. Yeah. Alright. We got so much ridiculousness to get into. I don't even know where to start. Man. Give me a minute. Bear with me. We about to get started, though. Bear with me. About to get started. I guess I should have kept the music playing. We have a lady whose delusion is off the charts. A part of me can't fucking stand her. The other part of me kind of feel bad for her for some stupid reason. Let's do it. Keep in the ghetto, or you see in the Streamlabs screen. We keep it rugged and raw over here at Modern Dating Cure. Well, since y'all already seen it and I already made this stream unprofessional, let's just double check it. Alright, look like everything good. As usual, let me know in the chat if anything go left, if screen go blank, if you can't hear me, if you can't hear the video audio. Now let's do it. Somebody said, Bobby Dice said he hate her already. Yeah, let's just get into it.
Hold on. I'm trying to get to somewhere where there's light.
No music.
Hold on. I'm ready, though, and away from the music, so you don't get flagged. But I'm ready, though. Can you hear me?
You look dressed up. What's going on?
Oh, I was at a house party.
Now, let's start there. spoiler alert, this woman is 36 years old. She's dressed like a 67-year-old. The earrings, the bad church wig, the bad Diana Ross dress. Like, but we ain't gonna get on that. Dressed like a 67-year-old at a 18-year-old type of party, a house party. Now, I don't know if she in the hood. I mean, it don't look like the best of neighborhoods. Well, usually house parties aren't in the best of neighborhoods. So I'm going to assume this is this the block. You know what I mean? This the jungle she in. But I don't even know where to start. 36 is too old to go to house parties. I'm just going to fucking say it. Like, I mean, I'm not the partying type. I be at the house. I stay the fuck out the mix. There's a lot of bullshit in the mix. That's why I stay out the mix. But ma'am, you're too damn old to be at a house party, especially dressed like a grandma. So if I was looking for a partner on Kendra G, which I wouldn't be, I'd rather just end it all before I end up like that. But if I was looking for a partner on Kendra G, it would be very alarming that this woman is just out in the streets. You know, at nighttime, at a house party. It's not wife material. It's not girlfriend material. So, this is getting off on a bad foot. But let's continue.
There's no men at the house party?
Yeah, but,
y'all gotta stop me. Listen, I love that y'all watch me. I love that y'all call me. But when y'all out in real life, be in real life. You might meet a man in real life, which is even better.
Yeah, but those men are not my type.
Right. And you're the men's type that you want, you think? Of course not. Those men are not my type. And this is all of women's story. 90% of men aren't their type. This is what pretty much every woman would say. Especially older women. See, in certain places in America, let's just say Trump town. I shouldn't have said that word, but let's just say Orange Man type of towns. they're a little more realistic. You know what I mean? I would say a female's standards are probably the most realistic, or used to be like this, like in high school and college. She's young. She doesn't know any better. She's not looking for 100K. You know, if she meet a cute guy at school, she'll give him a chance. She's not as picky. Maybe she didn't get corrupted by her friends yet, or maybe she doesn't have a lot of girlfriends, which I just want to say, that's a great thing for a young lady. You know, that is a wonderful thing for a young lady if she doesn't have a sisterhood in high school, a group of dingbat friends to basically destroy her for any future man. You know, she doesn't have to consult with the sisterhood before she decides to date a guy. And that's a beautiful thing. And she also won't have a sisterhood to consult with to throw monkey wrenches in a relationship. But, yeah. Most women feel like most men aren't their type. But women aren't that fucking awesome to be that picky. To keep it simply. To put it simply. Bars.
So why was you at the house party?
To have fun and enjoy myself. It's Saturday.
Okay, fair enough. Did you know something? I meant like, is it your friend's party?
Yeah.
Okay. What's wrong with the men? Why are they not your type?
Not, you know, just by looking. I mean, I don't know their business, but like, first of all, it's an African party. And if you know anything about African men, they will treat you like a queen. They will take care of you, honey. You will never go without. But at the same time, they do it for her, her, her.
And that's going to be most of the men who you're going to like. You're not going to be the only one. The ages for being the only one is 18 to 23, when men didn't know any better. By the time a man didn't went through the fire and become a top 10% man, he know that it's just not worth it to sit with one woman. It's not going to, I'm not going to say there's no benefits. Well, there's no benefits to sitting with one Kendra G woman. I'll say that for sure. But the cons will outweigh the pros if a man was to sit down with you exclusively. Just put it like that. So yeah, he might treat you, have fun with you, but he's going to be doing it for other women as well. And honestly, in the next 20 years, women are going to have to take some weird deals, or they're just going to be alone. It's that simple. Top 10% men sitting down with one of you train wrecks and committing and marrying you and all that, that's on the way out. It's on the way out. So just take the best deal you can get, hon.
Her and her. And I don't have time for that.
Gigi, stay in the light, baby. Stay in the light.
Okay. I'm trying to like, is this good enough?
Okay. If you stay right there, I'll work with it. Okay. We kind of hear the music, so I hope I don't get flagged.
Oh, well, then let me go further down, because I don't want you to get flagged now. All because of I'm almost to the next.
BG Miami.
Not to mention. Oh, I forgot to speak on the nose ring. 36 with a motherfucking nose ring. Bull Ring Chronicles or the Nose Ring Chronicles. Either way, metal in her face. Yes, yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Nose Ring Chronicles. Look, anytime a woman got to come on the Kendra G show, not once, but twice, like two times. The men you want don't want you. The only thing that's worse than coming on the Kendra G show is coming on the Kendra G show twice. And the first time she came on the show, she looked fucking busted and she was asking for the world. No surprise there.
The mental health clinician, 35 Pisces, no kids. Have you ever been married?
Nope.
All right. What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
All right. So I do need your help.
Okay. Y'all want me to explain the African party because I'm black. Look, I don't know about Africans. I'm African-American or black American, shall I say, because I don't know shit about Africa. So I can't even put that in my identification. But I'm just assuming there's, you know, communities of Africans or I don't know if there's an African Facebook group or just, you know, they just know a lot of Africans. But an African party, I honestly don't know. I'm the only thing I could think of is just a party with a bunch of Africans in it. But yeah, that's all I got.
Help in trying to figure that part out, right? So I've always seen how you keep it honest when people present unrealistic expectations when it comes to a partner. So I'll tell you what I'm looking for, and then you counter that with if it's superficial, unrealistic, and all that. I do want.
Well, that's cringe. Why do you gotta? Okay, you're already cringe for calling in the show, but now you asking her to regulate what you're looking for. Stand on it. You're a mental health clinician. Like, have you assessed yourself mentally? Like I say, every woman that work in mental health need mental help. Coin that. MDC coined term. Yeah, these women are mentally ill.
Hear your opinion.
Well, let me, before I go there, and let me say this. Dating is not one size fits all. So before you even tell me what you want, have you ever met the man that you desire to date?
Yes.
Did he want to date you back?
If you got to do all those facial expressions, then no. Like, seriously, it's not that difficult. If you got to cheese and do all this, you explaining some bullshit. And you don't even believe what you're trying to say when you got to do all that. All the theatrics.
Yeah.
Then why are you not with that man?
Because they always have wives or girlfriends.
Exactly. He didn't want to seriously date you. If you was the bomb.com, he would have left his wife and girlfriend and got with you. You're a side piece of pussy at best. So no, you've never met the man you want to date who seriously wanted to date you. Not as a piece of side pussy. That ain't the same. But she's not smart enough to know that.
Well, he's not. Okay. So... Well, you are, you did, I did ask the question, have you met him? Did he want to date you? What? So he was in a relationship. So you want that version single. But let's get into it. What kind of man are you looking for?
All right, so I do really honestly believe that my man is not in America.
What do I always tell you? When they start denouncing geographical locations, they're the worst women on the dating market. Whatever geographical location they denounce, they're the worst woman in that geographical location. And she's about to denounce all of the United States. So she's one of the worst picks in the United States. Just remember that. Anytime a woman denounces, oh, Cleveland, dating in Cleveland is crazy. Dating in Toronto is crazy. She's the worst woman from that place.
Strongly believe that he is in France or somewhere. I love me a French man. I really, really do.
You want a white man?
Child, here come the, oh, she hates herself comments. Go ahead, flood it. I do like white men. I do like.
Nothing wrong with it. You like what you like, because I damn sure ain't dating most black women. Well, probably at this point, any black woman. So, hey, I'm not knocking the interracial aspect, but look, I don't think French men are checking for you. From what I understand about men in other countries, they not playing that overweight shit. They ain't playing that, oh, I just got off work, but I'm still looking for a man on the internet shit. You got to come correct. The competition is stiff out there. I mean, we're talking about Paris. Well, not Paris. She's talking about France. But, yeah, it just ain't going to cut it. You can't just show up any type of way. Men's standards in America are super low. Your best chance of getting a man is in America. Outside of America, you don't got shit coming in the top 10, top 20%, top 40% men. Shit, probably just most men, period, in other places wouldn't want to fuck with you. Your best chance is in the States, ma'am. Trust me.
Like a white French man, I am attracted to that. But is that what I will date only? Absolutely not. As long as you were born with the penis and, oh, yeah, I got to say that nowadays, honey. Someone tall. I love a tall man. I love climbing on trees, honey.
Well, go climb an actual tree. Like, that's more realistic. You don't get to be overweight, hair looking a mess, talking about you want the top percentage man on the dating market. You don't get to ask for a tall man. You know, you're geriatric pregnant. you're at geriatric pregnancy, you're old. This is just no. No, ma'am, no.
Yes. But if he's like, you know, 5'9", okay. 5'10", 11", but, you know, them sixes, yeah, I like that. In terms of income.
So she would be settling for you if you're 5'9". You could be a great man, but if you 5'9", she's like, I don't know. I'll think about it. This woman is a 3. And she'll think about it if you're a 9, but you 5'9". You a 9 across the board, but your height is 5'9". She'll think about it, even though she a 3.
In terms of income, I'll say...
Are you looking to establish your business using an address other than your home? Wish you had a professional business address and phone number.
Before she say the number, y'all, how much income do you think she looking for? Leave your prediction in the chat right now. We gonna wait like 10 seconds. She in mental health, y'all. But she haven't done her own mental health assessment. Just take a wild guess, y'all. How much she asking for? I'm going to see if anybody can get it right. Throw some wild guesses out there. I'm going to hold up the stream until I get a couple predictions. Let's see if I can get one more prediction. All right.
Oh, my goodness. At minimum, maybe, I don't know, 250?
That's the minimum.
Yeah.
Okay. 250 is the minimum. So if you made 150K, that one, you couldn't hang with you?
God, you always ask the other girls that too.
She don't know if she could do it, y'all. 150, that might be settling for her. You know what I mean? You literally gotta be, she might do it, but you literally gotta be 6'2". You gotta be great in bed. You know what I mean? You gotta have stimulating conversations. You gotta be damn near perfect for her to accept 150. Other than that, you gotta come with quarter mil, y'all. This is what you get for a quarter mil. All your hard work to get to that level. This is your prize, guys.
You know what? Maybe so, but it just depends on how... what his goals are. Like, are you really so comfortable in 150 that, you know, you're not trying to move up more?
I mean, yeah, you bum. You fucking bum. You pathetic fucking loser. You only make $150,000 a year. Get the fuck out of my sight. Oh, gosh. So if you make $150K, you're going to come home and get pushed and pressured by her to step your motherfucking game up.
You get what I'm saying? If you're content with that and you're able to, like, you know, travel with me and take care of yourself, then... that's none of my business. So, yeah. I just don't want to take care of no man.
So, if he made 150, she would have to take care of him, y'all. She would be helping him with his light bill and getting his oil changed because he only make 150K. You know what I mean? She don't want to have to loan you $5 since you only make 150K.
What do you want with me?
Yeah.
No.
Well, first of all, let me say this while I find this light, honey. Last time I came on, it was some people basically judging me because I didn't look like this.
But meanwhile, she judging a man who make 150K, but we not supposed to judge her for looking like a runaway. I ain't gonna say that. But you know what I mean. She looked like she done had the worst day of her fucking life coming on YouTube looking for a man. She thinks she deserves 250K, but we don't deserve her coming presentable. Ain't that a bitch? And she's shocked that people judged her, even though she just shitted on men making $150K. Like he a fucking loser. Wow.
I had just came from work. I had just came from, is this good light?
I'll work with this. I can work with this.
Okay. So I had just came, because I travel for work a lot, and I had just came from a meeting. So it was a basic meeting, work related.
That in itself, like I travel for work a lot. She's always gone. She's always in some type of meeting. I mean, when is his time? You know what I mean? And he's going to be busy. I mean, if you did get this guy you're asking for, he's busy all the time. You busy all the time. Y'all probably ain't going to have kids. So what the hell am I with you for? Call me when you're free. Like, it's just stupid on so many levels, what they're asking for, based on who they are.
And I didn't look like this because it was a regular work meeting. And apparently, that wasn't good enough for the people, honey. And in my head, I'm like, okay, that's so stupid because I gave my IG. Obviously, that's where I clean up at, but...
Why wouldn't you clean up to come look for a man on a dating show? Like, think about that, y'all. Think about it. She wouldn't show up to an interview looking a damn mess. But yeah, she values her job more than she values a man. You know what I mean? That shows where her priorities are. She's going to treat her boss with more respect than she would treat you. She's going to dress up for her boss before she dress up for you, the man who got to jump in front of a bullet for her.
Anyway, but I got them today.
Okay.
And she thinks she's killing it. She's like, I'm showing them today. Let them say something now. Now look at me. Dressed up like an old lady. She thinks she ate this.
All right, so let's start. So your name is BG, or what's your name, honey?
BG.
And we can't even get a real name. All we get is BG for $250K.
Yeah, it's so funny. I thought I heard crickets, and then I just saw somebody say in the comments. But crickets is better than music. We're going to work with it. BG, what city you calling me from?
I'm currently in Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, I'm from Connecticut. Do you live there?
No. I travel a lot for work, so I'm just up here for work.
Okay.
Wait. You in Connecticut for work, but you're at an African house party in a town that you don't live in. You're just there from work. Something ain't adding up, y'all. Something definitely ain't adding up. I got a feeling this woman doesn't do what she says she does. And usually women who make 250K or six figures ain't just chilling in the middle of the night at African house parties.
Okay. Where do you live?
Miami.
Oh, okay, Miami. Okay. So, BG, how old are you, love?
36. That was 36. Another thing. Somebody said, I do not look 36. I look like 40-something, 50-something. I was like, dang, did I look that messy?
Yep.
But hopefully I look my age today or younger. I don't know, but anyway.
Let's keep going. So, BG, what do you do for a living, mama?
I am a mental health clinician.
Do you have any kids?
No, not yet. That's so scary, though. Every time somebody asks me that question, because time is ticking.
Well, you should have been worried about that 20 years ago. We don't feel sorry for you. You don't deserve kids. Women this picky and this shallow and superficial, I don't think they would make good mothers. And she's almost definitely going to leave the man that she has the kid with. And like I said, women over 30 will never love you. This woman is looking to check off her boxes. She's looking to have the kid. She's looking to get the marriage just so she can say she's been married. She's not going to be with you for you. By the time a woman is this into height and money and stuff, she's not with you because she genuinely loves you. You're an empty suit, basically. You're a sperm donor and an Instagram flex at best until she divorces you.
Okay. BG, and what's your zodiac sign?
I am a full-blown Pisces.
So we got BG, 36, Pisces, Hartford, Connecticut, Miami, mental health clinician, no kids, never married, right?
Never married.
All right. All right, boo. What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
I don't even know anymore because I feel like every time I come across a man, it's like some kind of disappointment.
each.
You're a disappointment, man. And I'm going to keep saying this. You're the bottom of the barrel, so you qualify for the bottom of the barrel. This is why these type of women should just stop dating. Focus on your career. It seems like you're busy all the time anyway. Stop trying to find a man. There's no good options on the market for you because you're not a good option. You don't want to settle, but a decent man would be settling for you. A bad man would be settling for you. I wouldn't suggest you to an evil man. A bad, evil, broke man. I wouldn't advise he fuck with you.
And every time. It's like, physically, they're like, okay, I like what I see. But then when they open their mouth, it's just like, oh my God. Like,
why do they think bashing men is going to come across good when you're trying to get a man? Like, I don't know why they think bashing men is an aphrodisiac to men. Even the men who fit your requirements are going to be turned off by this. He looked good, but when he opened his mouth, they're literally looking for Mr. Perfect. Like, these women are so spoiled for options. Even women like this, you being fine and tall is literally the entry fee. You also got to be the shit in 10 other areas for them to deem you worthy.
Shut up. And then it's like, if it's not that, it's like they have kids, and that's like, I don't want a man with kids unless that child is like, you know, younger than 6 months and the mama's dead and he has no contact with the whole mama side of the family.
These people are horrible, man. Who even says that? What kind of sick, morbid, sadistic shit is that? These women are horrible, horrible people. Forget dating. Just, you're a bad human. What kind of shit is that? Under 6 months and the mom gotta be dead. I don't even need to say it.
Girl, what?
I just don't want a man with kids, but like, I would settle for something like that. That kind of scenario, but I don't know anymore. At this
point, you
would
settle for a newborn baby when the mama died?
Yeah, why not?
She's not joking, y'all. She's not kidding. She's not being hyperbolic. She's dead ass serious.
Is that unrealistic?
That's tragic.
That's tragic. I mean, I'm a mental health clinician. I'll fix them up.
How long would it try to find you a man with no kids? Okay, so, girl, what else?
You know what? I just really want a man. I said this last time, and I'm going to say it again. A male that came out of his mother's womb with a penis. It's 2024. You got to say that nowadays. Not one that was surgically attached.
So has she dealt with that? Like, she going through the ringer on the dating market if she had to deal with something like that. But this is her level now.
You had to be born with one. And that is doing well for himself. Like, when finances come into play, I feel like men get intimidated when they can't keep up. But like, let's say I do make more than you, be okay with that. Cause at the end of the day, you're the one wearing the pants, not me. I like my panties. I like my dresses and my skirts. Like, you'll always be like the leader. You get what I'm saying?
Do you think for 1 second this woman is gonna let a man lead that make less than her? Think about it. The way she talking, the way she carrying herself, if you have any flaws, she will not let you wear the pants. Fucking period. Let alone you make 100K less than her. Which, I'm not convinced that this woman makes more than 70K. But yeah, she getting desperate, y'all.
So, I say that for finances. And then, of course, have no kids. Be respectful. Be honest. That's so hard for men, and I don't know why, but...
See, she's so bitter and jaded. Be honest, that's so hard for men. No, you qualify for liars and scammers and men who weren't born with penises. That's what you qualify for. and they ruined your outlook on men. So stay the fuck away from men. I don't wish this on evil men.
Be honest. And don't have any.
Be honest in what way?
In every way. Like, even if you know it's going to hurt my feelings, tell me anyway. You already know it's going to hurt my feelings. So tell me, let me be hurt, and then we'll deal from there.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you want any paid questions?
That was a great segue. Because I know they going in the paid questions. Nice segue, Kendra. Oh, you want people to be honest? Oh, you could take it. You just want your feelings hurt and move on? Okay, you want some questions?
Oh, Lord. Yes. Take them, child.
Okay, so Coffee Killer said she just proved that black women don't want to compete for any man. Your expectations are too high. The man she wants probably isn't checking for her.
Facts.
To be honest with you, I'll say this. The man that I want probably isn't even in this country.
No, that's the lie that you tell yourself because they're not checking for you. And you're going to say that in every country you go to. Oh, they probably ain't in this country. Well, let me go to that country. No, they ain't here either. They're nowhere on the planet. They're a bad choice.
I really do feel
What do you want again?
The man that I want, basically what I just said, but I feel like I've had enough of American men in terms of how they treat women. I just feel like...
So now all American men treat women bad. Like, think about how ridiculous that claim is. Like, seriously, tens of millions of men all treat women bad. Anything but it's her. She'll come up with any theory other than I'm fucked up as a woman. And my train left 6 times by now for finding a healthy, serious relationship.
Like, every time I travel or meet somebody from a different country, it's just like the mannerism, the way that they treat women is completely different. And I love that. Like what I just said.
Why aren't you with one of them then? It just ain't adding up, ma'am.
African men, they will treat you like a queen. No questions. But they have their flaws.
So, ma'am, you don't have flaws? That grandma wig is a flaw. I mean, your mental health is a flaw. Your weight is a flaw. Your lack of moral character is a flaw. I can go on forever and ever and ever, but she wants a flawless man. Let's rewind that. She said they great, but they got flaws. So she's literally saying, I want a flawless man.
No questions. But they have their flaws. If that makes sense.
Okay, continue.
No, go ahead.
All men have their flaws, and all African men do not cheat, so FYI. But I understand what you're saying, girl. But that's not my experience. But back to you. I want to keep it a focus on you. Do you tend to, because what you described, I've met that man 10,000 times in America.
I guess I've met them 10,000 times too.
So,
but they're not ready. They're not ready. They're like, I mean,
they're not ready to do anything with you. These are all lies. When a man is into a woman, there's no gray area. He's going to make it pretty clear that he wants to be with her. Any other excuse, it's because they don't like you. I don't know why it's so hard for women to get.
Eat them, but the things that I want, they're not ready for it. It's like, I don't know if it's that they're not ready for it, or I'm just like not the one that they're ready to do it with. You get what I'm
Bingo. That's what Coffee Killer just said for $4.99. I wouldn't pay to talk to these fucking idiots, but hey, more power to them, trying to reach them. It ain't gonna work though.
Well, that's what Coffee Killer is saying. He's saying that the man you want probably isn't checking for you back. And then that could be the issue. And if that's the case, are you willing, I don't know, to make any perfections to be in that type of man's radar?
Absolutely. I am most certainly willing to change with it. I don't want to say change, but to...
See? They don't want to change. They feel like they're perfect the way they are. Well, I'm not going to make no changes to get, you know, a top 0.01% man. But I mean, I'll do some minor tweaks. She wants you to be perfect, but she's not willing to change anything about herself at 36. And we know she got a hella, she got hella flaws. She got a lot of things that any decent man would want to tweak about her. But she ain't willing to do that because she got to live in her truth. And you just better accept what she coming with. But you better be coming with perfection.
Enhance whatever I need to within myself for him and vice versa.
No, ain't no vice versa. If he came and met all your requirements, he damn near perfect. So ain't no vice versa. It's just you. You got to do all the work now. See, that's the part of being with Mr. Perfect that they don't like. Because when Mr. Perfect come around, if he did want to fuck with you, which isn't going to happen, but let's just play, you know, fairy tale land for a minute. You would be the one who had all the shit to fix. And they don't like being in that position. They like browbeating the man and telling him to be better. But when you get with Mr. Perfect, it ain't really much you can say on that front. Now he can browbeat you about being better. And that's when they sabotage the relationship or cheat. Because they can't handle that.
I'm just afraid of settling. I don't want to come across as if I'm settling for this guy that I'm searching for.
A homeless man that's sleeping somewhere behind you would be settling for you. Even if you give him a place to stay, clean him up, put him in some suits, and deposit $75,000 a year into his bank account. He would be settling for you, bitch. And somebody need to tell you that. I mean, it's too late. You're never going to get off your high horse now. But that's what somebody need to tell you. You're not attractive. You overweight. You're a horrible person. So, yeah, a homeless man would be settling for you.
But whatever I need to do to fix myself, of course.
What every would be day, settling to you?
Settling to me is basically going for some of the opposites that I don't want. You know, in a guy, like, go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
Okay. So to just go for the opposites of what, like, I don't want, you know, and then, you know, being unhappy, you know, throughout the relationship.
Yeah, I'm going to touch on this. Give me 1 second, y'all. Checking my blood pressure. How y'all health doing? Any of y'all, like, got diabetes or anything? Like, y'all keeping y'all salt intake low? Y'all eating y'all veggies? Y'all going to the doctor once a year? You need to go to the doctor once a year, fellas. We don't need no woman to tell us to go to the doctor. We should just go to the doctor on our own because we love ourselves. Yeah. Make sure your health is straight. Watch what you're eating. That's what kills most of us, is what we're eating. I know it's hard, but yeah, fruits, vegetables. Don't put all that sugar in your body. Stevia. This live stream is not sponsored by Stevia, a great alternative to sugar. And the BAI drinks, the BAI drinks, they're sweetened with stevia, not sugar, so they don't raise your blood pressure. Stay on points, fellas. We got to be around. We got to stick around.
Shit, like.
Oh, she said, yeah, I don't want to settle because I don't want to be unhappy. And this is the main problem with relationships today. Women think relationships are about being happy. As long as a woman think a relationship about being happy, the relationship probably going to fail. It's a 90% chance of failure if that's her mindset. So if you ever do want to get in a serious relationship with a woman, let her know up front, this relationship ain't about your happiness. So if that's your goal with this relationship is being happy for, you know, 80% of the time while we're together for the next 50 years, let's not even do this. Like, you should have that talk with any woman you thinking about getting in a serious relationship with. If your goal of this relationship is being happy, just forget it. Not saying that you might not be happy, but look, life ain't happy a lot of the times. You know what I mean? So yeah, if you can't stick it out through the unhappy times, let's just not do it. Now, real quick, I'm going to ask a question. Do y'all think Kendrick should perform at the Super Bowl or should it be Lil Wayne? Let me know in the comment. Wayne or Kendrick? Wayne or Kendrick in the comment section. Oh, Ritz? Yeah, I shouldn't be eating Ritz. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not happy. Yeah, I shouldn't really be eating Ritz. Matter of fact, let's see how much sodium is in Ritz. I mean, compared to everything else that y'all, I'm not going to say y'all, Compared to everything else that Americans eat on a daily basis, Ritz isn't the worst thing. Me eating a packet of Ritz, I think it has 300 milligrams of sodium. Like, when I start being more conscious on what I'm putting in my body, and I'm not perfect, but I realize how much fucking salt I was actually consuming every day. Fellas, do this little trick starting tomorrow. Pay attention. Look at the nutritional, you know, chart on everything you eat. Or if you got to look it up, look it up. Tomorrow, I want you to keep track of how many milligrams of salt you consume. I think you're supposed to have max 2,400 max. But honestly, with how much salt and everything we eat, the average American probably eat double that, 5,000 milligrams a day. I would try to keep your salt intake just, I don't know, 1,800 if you can help it. But yeah, fellas, tomorrow, keep track of how much salt and sodium you put in your fucking body and sugar. Well, no, we'll just start with salt. And then look up what the daily value is you're supposed to have as a grown man. I bet you're going to be fucking shocked. I promise you. And even with me eating Ritz, with me being conscious of what I've been eating lately, I still don't eat that much sodium anymore, even if I eat my packet of Ritz a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. Listen, I was talking, I'm not sure if it was on this platform or if it was one of the platforms, but, you know, I've been traveling doing the speed dating live in person in different cities. And the thing that I have learned that I'm not going to be able to fix is always either 80% women to 20% men. Sometimes it could be 70 to 30, but it's that drastic.
Well, it's going to get worse over the next 20 years. I mean, guys aren't even going to show up to that stuff anymore, man. I don't know. Like, yeah, and you got to question it at this point. If you had an event like that and a guy show up to it, it's a good chance he a scumbag just looking for a woman to use. Well, yeah, just looking for a woman to use. Or he's going to be pathetic, but we know those guys aren't getting any play at those events. So if there's any high-value guys going to an event like that, he's looking for somebody to pimp on, or he's just looking for a place to stay, or he a scam artist. It's not going to be a good thing at those events if a man is coming across as, you know, slightly above average. That is the red flag.
It's literally, let's just say, 70% women looking for a pool of 30% men. So this is,
well, and we know, okay, let's do the math. Hold on, give me 1 second. We're gonna do the math on that, because she runs in-person events too, dating events, which is probably even more fucking cringe. Yeah, I don't know if I could ever just eat completely healthy, y'all. It's just, that sounds unbearable. I'm doing way better than I was a year ago. But just completely like a health nut all day, I don't think I could do it, y'all. I'm doing way better than before, I'll say that. We about to break what she just said down. 1 minute. Fellas, that blood pressure shit is a silent killer. I think that's what took out Kevin Samuels. Get y'all an electric blood pressure, whatever you call it, cuff, so you can take your blood pressure. You don't got to do it every day. I mean, it wouldn't hurt to do it every day, but a couple times a week, just keep your eye on it. It's a silent killer, y'all. Make sure you exercising. Even if you ain't a gym nut, a gym rat, fucking do some jumping jacks in the morning and 10 push-ups. Something. Give me something. Try to work out 15 minutes a day. I'm slacking. I'm majorly slacking, y'all. But hey, I'm just a messenger. Try to get 30 minutes of a workout in some way. Jump up and down for 15 minutes in the morning. Anything. Get your body moving. 30 minutes a day. But let me break down what she just said. She said it's 70% women at her events and 30% men. Now, we already know off top, 2 out of 3 of those guys are instantly disqualified. Instantly. And then the more they talk to the other guy, it's basically going to be 1 or 2 guys that all the women are wanting to get with. And he gonna probably run through all them hoes and keep it moving. So they still don't get what they want, which is a serious relationship.
This is just sure. This is just data. And in every city, you know, the way we do it, we base it off of the men. And the men got to pick in order to do speed dating. And obviously, there's not enough men for every woman. So right. Sometimes they have to, you know, talk to the women and kind of console them for not getting chose for speed dating. But it's a wake-up call, I think, because I think women just have to know the data, like the amount of men. And obviously, your pool can open up if you're open to all races. You know, those things open your pool up if you're...
No, man, ain't no other races checking for them like that, man. Just stop it. It don't open up their pool that much. It really don't. It really, really don't. They need to stop saying that. A low-quality woman is a low-quality woman to every race of man in every country. You can't escape it. You're running from the woman in the mirror.
Willing to travel and things of that nature, but... Either way, we'll keep going. You got some more paid questions, girl. LII said, you don't have to settle. Please go across seas and find what you're looking for.
You have to settle. Like, here's another thing, man. Here's another thing. Well, I say this all the time. Everyone settles. We're all human and we all got a bunch of fucking flaws. All of us. Brad Pitt, Floyd Mayweather, whoever the fuck you want to name. Drake. We all, you know, women too, who Beyonce, Rihanna in her prime, we all have a bunch of fucking flaws that somebody could say, ooh, that's a rough one, that's a deal breaker, I would be settling for that. We all have multiple things like that. We all have to settle. If you don't want to settle, stay by yourself. Getting with another human being in itself is settling for some bullshit. We all come with bullshit. The best man and woman in the world come with some bullshit that you're going to have to settle for. In a sense. So this whole settle concept is completely fucking ridiculous. Especially when you're at the bottom of the barrel of the dating market. The longer you wait to pick somebody, the more you're going to have to settle. You would have had to settle for... you would have settled for less. Wait, I think I'm saying that wrong. You're going to have to settle for more now. Then you would have had to settle at 26, now that you're 36. And if you keep trying to postpone until 46, you're going to have to settle for even more then. Your options aren't going to keep getting better the more you postpone picking somebody. Just give up. Pick your best option now or give up.
Respectfully salute you. But you know, maybe off seas, if you go across seas, you might be making more than him, but you don't care, right?
As long as he can handle it, I don't care. Like I said, like, he's the man, not me. If it's not a problem, then, you know,
it's a problem it's okay. For you. You know it's a problem for you, and you're going to belittle him. You're going to talk shit to him. Anytime you get mad or get into a fight, you can be like, nigga, you ain't even got much money. I could do this. You ain't even paid this money. You know it's going to come up. She got a problem with it, but she getting super desperate. So she's going to try to convince herself she don't got a problem with it. You're not going to get treated with respect. Fucking period.
Okay. She doesn't want to come across as settling to who?
To the man. What?
Well, you can answer that if you want to.
Yeah, I don't. If I'm settling, obviously, I recognize that I'm settling. I don't want to settle. Is that what she's asking? To who? Me?
I think we kind of talked about that already. Yeah. Stacey said, would you date an Indian man or an Asian man?
I will date any man as long as they were born with a penis, honey.
I don't know why she keeps saying that.
I'm not one of those girls who's like, ooh,
Well, why don't you just go les? You could be the man in the les relationship. Have you considered that? I think that's a route you need to consider.
Want a black king. I just want a king. I don't care where he's from.
Well, you brought up born with a penis again. Divine Photo said, what kind of men are you meeting for you to question his privates? Have you been intentionally to men? Wait, have you been intentional to the men you want?
No, I'm not meeting anybody where I have to question their privates. We're just in 2024, and as a mental health clinician, right, I am very much aware that there are a lot of men who weren't born men. You get what I'm saying? So it's from experience in terms of professionalism. That's all. So I...
Oh, let me touch on that in a minute. Hold on. Oh, God. So you're going to have to hear about all her work, woke bullshit from work. because she's dealing with, you know, people with purple and pink hair who different genders and shit. So you got to hear all that stuff when she get home from work. You got to hear about how somebody identified as a zebra or a fucking turtle. Nah. And then she's going to be trying to police your language. Well, that's not politically correct for you to word it like that. Nah, I don't want to deal with all that. She's part of all this woke shit. She's definitely voting for Kamala. She's not going to get on your program. Nah. Nope. She's just all bad.
I do have to apply that to my personal life. I know what's going on out here.
Okay, fair enough. Did I ask you?
That's not going on out here like that. Only in y'all stupid woke world. That's like 0.05% of people in the world. That's not really going on out here, so to speak. It is, but not in any type of large numbers where it should be something we're constantly hearing about the way we constantly hear about it. It's 5% max, and that's me maxing out the number. And it's plastered everywhere we look.
The guy got to look a certain way? I'm trying to figure out where I'm at with my questions.
I would love for him to be... I'm one of those girls who like tall men. I love to climb trees, honey. But if he's like, you know, like 5'11", 6 foot, whatever, that's fine with me. I just want to be in love. Like, to
it's
be-
not about being in love. That part of your brain is over with at 36. Being in love. I just want to be happy and be in love. That's really not what a 50-year relationship is about. It really isn't. It's about duty, responsibility, building a family, just committing to something, working at something. You know, being in a relationship really does make you a better person when there's two people working at it. Because you got that mirror up at you at all times. That other person constantly reminding you what your flaws are, what you need to work on, how you need to get along with another human. People who can make a relationship work for 50 years, it does say something about their character in a positive way. And somebody who can't keep a damn spouse, it says something about their character at some point. Well, unless you're a man, because these bitches ain't shit. But even with that, like, it says something. You know? I don't know. But I'll say this. It definitely says something about a woman. It definitely says something about a woman. It's hard to say far as men, because women are so fucking wacky. It's hard to say what it says about a man if he can't keep a relationship working with a woman.
To be honest with you, I just really want to find my person, and we are just, you know, a perfect match. We sit, we come.
Listen to the words she's saying. In love, I want to be happy. We the perfect match. Remember, she said something about him not having flaws. This woman is mentally ill. She don't need to be trying to help anybody in the mental health area. This woman is fucking sick. She's talking like a 14-year-old. Perfect match, and he can't have flaws, and just want to be happy and grow the fuck up.
We converse. About, you know, our likes, our dislikes, how we want to build our foundation, how we want to raise kids, where do we want to live? I definitely don't want to live in America and raise children here.
Well, if that's the case, if you know that you don't want to live in America, you don't want to raise kids in America.
She's one of those American haters. America's evil and yada, yada, yada. I don't want to hear none of this. She thinks she's better than everybody. She's better than the whole country. No. And she wrote, this is one of them people who romanticize anywhere outside of the United States, but she don't know, because she's been on vacation there, but she don't know the intricacies of how that country work and all the, you know, different areas and all the different ins and outs. She's a joke. She's a fucking joke. These women aren't cultured because they fucking travel and go to the hotel and go to a couple parties in a different country or something. You don't know how that fucking country work. You don't know about, like, the true culture in that other country. These women are just fronting as being cultured. But then want to come back to America. So I hate America. America, I'm too good for America. Everywhere else is better than America. Shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about.
What country do you want to live in?
I don't know yet. France or Africa. Europe or Africa.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. Black women, if y'all go to Africa, you're not going to have no problem getting a man. There's a lot of men.
Yeah, that's another thing. Oh, how do you pronounce that? Artest? I'm just going to say Artest. He says, I keep thinking she's about to get robbed. Let's break that down real quick. What kind of woman is even comfortable? Let's think about this. I forgot about that. You outside in the hood somewhere late at night, distracted on your phone on a dating show. Like, think of all that. Put all that together. This shit just don't add up. This shit is fucking cringe. You outside in the hood on YouTube looking for a man. Why do you even feel comfortable just standing outside in the dark in a bad neighborhood? What does that say about your mental state, your psyche, or just who you are as a person? I don't want a woman who comfortable standing outside in the middle of the fucking night in the hood on YouTube looking for a man. Even if she was a bad bitch, even if she was giving all the perfect answers, that in itself would be the huge black flag deal breaker. The fact that she's even comfortable being outside late at night on YouTube begging for a man. I don't care if she was coming across perfect and she was fine as hell. It would be a hell no.
Like, you outnumber the men in Africa. I mean, they can just take anything, of course, but the numbers will be in your favor. So if that's really what your plan is, girl, get to moving and meet your man in real time there. If your plan in real life is really to move to Africa and start a new life in that country, make that your focus and meet the guy in Africa. You will meet a man fast in Africa because the numbers are on your side.
Okay, I hear you.
But, I mean, you want to continue? Now we done solved your problem. Or, get this. If you open to that, you're going to get men in Africa right now that's going to reach out to you. So would you help a man from Africa get to America?
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. I don't even want to be here, so why would I help him come here?
Hurry up and get the hell out. We don't want you here either. Men don't want you here for sure. Please hurry up and get the hell out. You a boss bitch. You got your passport, right? That should already be ready to go. Get the fuck out. Something ain't right about this whole story. She's out of town in Connecticut, but she had an African party. But she feel comfortable out of town at an African party, even though she from Miami, but she just standing outside in the middle of the night. None of it's adding up, ma'am. This woman is fucking broke. I do not believe she make $100K or $250K or nothing like that. This woman is a middle school counselor. The fuck out of here.
Crazy. No.
Okay. So you want to go to Africa and you're going to stay? Have you ever visited?
Yes, I love Africa. I've been to Morocco, Senegal, okay. Ghana, Nigeria. Girl, I've been.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. All right. So does the guy got to make a certain amount of money? I think your answer was no, right?
I don't want him to be like dead ass broke, like to the point where I'm taking care of him.
That's really where you at in the dating market. You should just find a nice man who you got to take care of financially, who treats you right. That's her best chance of success. I swear to God, anything else is looking grim. She could win if she could humble herself to do that, but she ain't going to do it because she don't value a man. If a man ain't damn near perfect, he worthless. Bars.
But if he's making like a sufficient amount of money to the point where he's able to take care of himself, and like if I say, you know, let's travel, if we travel somewhere and it's like 2 or 3 times a year, he's able to do that. And if he's...
No, men are smart with money. Men aren't looking to travel 3 times a year with your goofy ass dressed up like a grandma. Like, even if I did have like the extra funds and I wanted to spend it on something, I would just get a bad bitch there at the place I'm traveling to. I'm not taking a grandma to the beach, even if I did have the funds to travel 3 times a week. But most men I know are not doing that. Even if they had the extra money, they would invest it or something, do something smart with it. See, here's the thing. Even if she make $250K, she blow $250K on trips and shit.
Nah, and he wants me to travel without him. I want him to be cool with that too. I just don't want a man to hold me back in that department because...
Yeah, she ain't trying to get on no man program. She's talking about traveling without him. Oh, you can't afford it? Well, I'm going anyway. That ain't a wife. That ain't a girlfriend. Like, no. She is not going to get on any man's program at this point. She want a man to get on her program.
Because he's lacking. You get what I'm saying? Right. And I don't want him to view it as lacking. I just want him to view it as... he's content with where he's at, or he just needs to work harder.
Okay. Hold on. Let me respond to this. I think this question's for me. Antoine Crown. Antoine Crown said, Kendra, I'm confused. Is it okay to date a person without a U.S. citizenship or not? So I said this time and time again. Y'all grown. Do whatever you want to do. But the reality is still the same. In her case, she said she's trying to move to Africa. She didn't say that he, y'all are saying, okay, I think he's talking about when they talk about the passport bros. The analogy that I'm under the impression the passport bros is you go to a different.
Did she just hear gunshots? I see she just looked behind her back. Like, that's what I'm saying. Why are you even comfortable with this? Why didn't she go to her car? Think about it for a minute. Like, that's, she probably don't even have a car. That's what I'm saying. These women are so good at fronting and making their life out to be something that's not. You out of town for work at an African party. I'm going to keep saying that. She's from Miami, supposedly. Like, and, oh, that's another thing. She don't make the cut to walk outside in Miami. She'll get laughed at in her face just for walking down the street in Miami, let alone actually competing in the Miami dating market. She better stay her ass in Connecticut. Just never mind.
Just say that she, y'all are saying, okay, I think he's talking about when they talk about the passport bros. The analogy that I'm under the impression the passport bros is you go to a different country and you bring her back to America. And I will stand on the same thing in that scenario for a woman. You go to a different country and bring a man back to America. There's no guarantee he's going to stay with you and commit to you, vice versa. In her case, Antoine, if you want to compare, she says she wants to move to Africa. Right. So she wants to move to Africa, live in Africa. That is her new world. So with that being said, I said, meet a man in Africa. You want to move there, start your life there. It's a whole different scenario. Y'all be trying to compare everything without comparing everything right. We have the echo now, so let me move fast. Let's do the Kendra Cam.
Ooh, the Kendra Cam, honey. Hold on.
This is the moment all y'all been waiting for. You excited? Get your dick out your hands.
Hold on. Can you do me a favor right quick? Oh, she's so drunk, she can't even hear me. Hold on.
She in the middle of the street? Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. It was already bad enough. I said she was in the streets, but she looked like she's literally in the streets. Like, ma'am, are you standing in the middle of the street? Man, hell no. At 36, hell no.
Hold on. Can you do me a favor right quick? Oh, she's so drunk, she can't even hear me. Hold on.
Now she's about to go find a random hood patron to go hold her phone. And they might just run off with the phone. Oh, wow. Yeah. Nothing about this is okay. Nothing.
Oh, you're not going to be able to see my full body, will you? Hold on. I'm going to turn you sideways just a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Are you fucking kidding me? Okay, now I feel sorry for her. Based on all her standards and stuff, she really thinks she has a chance of getting... Wow. This is fucking sad. I mean, like I said, even if she was a baddie, this is a fuck no. But yeah, if she looked like this and she thinks she could ask for 250K and tall and damn near perfect and... Oh, wow.
Okay, can we see him? Ooh, ooh. Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, girl.
My battery, hello.
Your phone about to die?
Yeah, I've been trying to get...
Oh, and not to mention, like, she has on some type of belly... Like, yeah, her mind is gone. Her mind is fucking gone. It's one thing to be big, but if you're going to be big, at least wear the right outfits. I mean, there's a way to be big and dress and it still look kind of presentable. She got on some type of thing where her fat ass belly is showing. This ain't right, y'all. This ain't fucking right.
Get on you since, like, Instagram.
Okay, but no, BG, we got you, girl. We see you, honey.
Oh, okay.
Okay, if your battery's about to die, let's move fast. When was your last relationship?
Like, in her mind, I guess she thinks she a bad bitch. Like, in her mind, all these requirements make sense.
My last relationship, some minute ago. I had a situationship that was going on a few months ago, but I ended that. So it's been a minute.
Okay.
I ain't been a girlfriend in a minute.
You ain't been a girlfriend in how long?
The last time I was a girlfriend, it was about 7 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Approaching 8 years.
And why do you think you've been single so long?
Because I'm too picky. I have these high ass.
No. I'm too picky. I'm not worth my standards, is how she should word it. That's really what she's saying. I'm not worth what I think I deserve. And the guy who I want will never try to holler at me in a trillion years. And if he do, it's just because he wanted to see what it's like to fuck a fat chick.
Standards that a lot of people don't like. A lot of people want me to lower them so badly. But there's a part of me that's like, I'm afraid to do that because that comes into that fear of settling. I don't want to settle. I know my person is out there somewhere. Like you said, I just need to, instead of, you know, always traveling for work, because I don't necessarily have to do that in the States, I can just, you know, still keep my job and like go overseas and, you know, travel and, you know, potentially meet my mate. So,
well, no, I said that because you said you wanted to move there. So let's be
right,
clear.
I do want to move there. Like, yeah, I receive what you said and I agree with you, but at the same time, because I'm so open to any culture, nationality, just traveling, period. I know he's out there. I just don't know where he's at.
I think here's the reality, BG, because you mentioned settle a lot of times. You don't want to lower your standards. And that's fair. But that means you're really going to have to learn the man that you say you want to date and see if you're willing to become what he wants back. Because that's where the deal can't get closed. Because the men that you're currently attracting, you don't want those men. For whatever reason, and there might be legitimate reasons. But the men that you would like to date, you're not really attracting them. So maybe start becoming friends with them. Like, start finding out or have a friend like that that will give you real talk and then say, okay, well, this is what this type of man is looking for or what you should focus on. One thing I've learned from here, a lot of men tend to like older. So I would tell women, focus 5 years or older from whatever your age is. Start focusing older because men like younger at most of the times. So think 5 or 6 years
older. No, she's not telling the full truth. 5 to 10 years older. She got to go 20 years older. She need to be looking for a man who's 55, 50 to 55 minimum, like 50 and up minimum. The man she describing, really, yeah, she would have to go 65 to 75 for a man to feel like he getting a deal. And he just on his deathbed and he just wants somebody to talk to and wipe his ass. Because even a 56-year-old man who fit, you know, she going to want him fit and want to travel. Man, he could fuck with 25-year-olds. If he look good, he tall, he got his shit together, he could fuck with 25-year-olds. Easy. Easy he could mess with 25-year-olds. Kevin Samuels was what? I think he was definitely in his 50s. And he said he got to beat these young bitches off with a stick. A 56-year-old man who handsome and fit and be walking around in suits, yeah, he got to beat these young sugar baby bitches off with a stick. Yeah, she don't stand a chance at this size. Well, it's her brain. That's why a relationship's not going to work. So even if she was a fine baddie, her brain would run a man off.
Older, because that's the type of guy that might value you the way you want to be valued. I don't want your phone to die. Are you on the Kendra G?
No, I'm good.
Oh, you're good?
Yeah, I'm good. I still got like about 20%. I'm good.
Oh, okay. Why would a guy be lucky to be with you?
Get the fuck off the street, you fat bitch. Oh my goodness, man. This is... Okay, I feel sorry for her now. I feel... you can't make this shit up. Bro, you can't...
He would be lucky to be with me because I bring peace. I literally do bring peace.
Nothing about this interview was peaceful. Never mind.
I'm very focused and driven, and I'm aware of a lot of things. I'm emotionally intelligent. I have to be because of...
Nothing about this is intelligent. Nothing about this whole debacle is intelligent, emotionally intelligent. In the middle of the street getting hunked at. Never mind.
My career. I'm sufficient. I really do think I check all the boxes for the right individual. No question mark. Why else would he be happy? Because I'm just me. Like, I'm BG.
Exactly. We don't even know your name. But this is what most women think. Most women think they deserve a 0.05% man because she's her. She can't articulate anything better than that. I'm BG. What the big girl. Oh, God. What a BG. There's so many ways you can go with that. Big gargantuan. Oh, God. Oh, gosh. I ain't even gonna go nowhere else with it.
Goofball with my guy. Like, we'll have a blast. We'll always have fun. And I know how to problem solve. So don't ever worry about us being...
That's masculine. She said something about being ambitious or her career. Men don't care about that. She said something about problem solving. The man is supposed to be the problem solver. She's not going to let you live, man. If you try to hammer a nail, and well, why are you doing it like that? You don't got to hammer it so hard. She's going to be trying to be a part of every little thing you do and telling you you're doing it wrong. Hell no.
Like getting into an argument and then like I storm.
And if you give her any back talk, she might slam you on your damn neck.
Storm out, or I overreact. I know how to handle stuff like that. So again, I bring peace. I'm not a dramatic individual. So definitely okay. Bring happiness.
All right. Are you on the Kendra G Singles dating app?
Right.
No. Do I have
all the right, you got to download the app in order for the guy to reach out to you.
Did you catch that? She said, do I got to pay for the Kendra G app? You big money. You big money grip. That's what BG stand for, big grip. You make $250K. So even if it did cost, you can't pay the $19.99 if it did cross. But you got all this money to travel, and you moving to Africa and this and that, and he got to make a certain amount of money. And she broke his See, think about it. Even if somebody made $40K, they wouldn't say some cringe shit like, you got an app? I gotta pay. That's some broke ass shit. She was just talking earlier about a man not being dead broke. That's dead broke. When you come on the Kendra G show and your main worry about the app is it gonna cost? Bum ass bitch.
Okay, so I will download the app and I guess.
What's your okay. I know your name is not just BG. Do you have a nickname? You can use it as a username.
BG.
So make it three letters at least for your nickname.
So I guess just to keep it simple, I name BG on YouTube and just they'll say, okay, can I do usernames?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your username. So your username will be BG on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. All right, baby girl, keep me posted how it goes.
Girl,
that was hard to watch.
Pray for me, honey.
You're gonna need a prayer.
Listen, it's not about prayer. Faith without works is dead. And I think we've been trying to tell you a lot in this interview, but I think you're being resistant to it. And, you know, when I just asked you why a guy would be lucky to be with you, you said a lot of things, but you need to really have real talk conversations with the kind of men you say you want to date. And you need to ask them, or y'all could just observe too. Like another thing, instead of not just having conversations, when you see the kind of man you want to date, observe who they date. Observe who
she's trying to tell her without telling her. This is why, yeah. Kevin Samuels is missed. I have my issues with Kevin Samuels. I mean, he got kind of sassy sometime, and as far as him always cutting women off, but then he would jump on them for cutting him off. I had my problems with KS. But overall, I supported his message, you know, and I definitely was an avid watcher. A lot of people have been trying to duplicate the Kevin Samuels formula, and nobody has done it yet, unless I don't know about them. Nobody has been able to duplicate the women calling in formula and telling women about themselves. But yeah, Kendra's not helping this woman by beating around the bush.
They're wiping up. Observe the reasons why they're wiping them up. If you want to close a deal and have results, and this is just... You know, I sit here when I host this show, it's very challenging because there's a lot of things sometimes I want to say, but I don't say because I understand that I don't ever want to come across as mean spirit. That really isn't my goal. But I think if results is the goal and you want to get results, you want to find your person, you want to start life, you got to start learning men. All women, y'all got to start really learning men and learning what matters to them and the type of man you say you want.
They don't give a fuck about what a man want. Take me because I'm me. I'm her. I deserve a top 0.05% man because I'm me. Fuck what men want. This woman don't give a flying fuck what men want. It's all about her and what she wants. She's made that very clear. Most modern women, they don't care to learn about what a man wants. They'll study a fucking degree for fucking 20 years. They'll study Beyonce's butt cheeks. They'll study anything other than what a man wants because men don't fucking matter. Men are utility and men are on this earth to pay for me and make me happy and make me feel warm and fuzzy and make me feel happy. Fuck what a man want. I promise you that's what most modern women think. I've only met a handful of women who really give a fuck about what a man want. And even when they do care what a man want, they only care what, you know, 1 to 10% of men want. They don't give a fuck about what 90% of men want. But what if they were smart enough, they would study the bottom 90% because the bottom 90% and the top 10% pretty much want the same shit.
You might learn it and then might say, I don't want to become this woman for this man. I don't want to do this for this man. Like, that might come with it once you learn more. But I think y'all are missing that big, big situation. You have to learn these men.
Okay, so then I'll end with this. Whatever guy that I somewhat described, if you think you meet what I'm looking for, message me and let me know what it is that you're looking for and how I could fit that box and see if we can get some.
You know you fat, ma'am. And you know men generally don't like fat women. Damn sure not top 10%. She know that. She playing dumb. She fucking knows that. She's not willing to put in the work. Even if God came down and said, if you lose, you know, 100 pounds, I will guarantee you, you will meet this man and you will be happy forever. She still wouldn't put in the work to lose the weight.
Something going. Let me say this from last time. I don't know what's wrong with men.
You about to go back to shaming men after Kendra just told you what she just told you? You don't know that she's done. You don't have enough emotional intelligence to know that at this moment is the worst time you could go back to insulting men? Jesus Christ. Look how fast we went from accountability to these men. Look how fast that happened. Matter of fact, I'm about to rewind it. We was on her, but she found a way quick to put it back on men.
What I'm looking for, message me and let me know what it is that you're looking for and how I could fit that box and see if we can get something going. Let me say this from last time. I don't know what's wrong with men. That I would never approach, wouldn't even look their way. Last time I came on here, they were like, oh, because I didn't look like how I'm looking now. They were like, oh, the black community don't want me. Somebody else can have me. And then jumped in my DMs and told me how much of a beautiful smile that I have and how much they like my personality.
They was trying to get a bag from you, or they was just trying to bust some cheeks. Like, stop it, lady.
But nigga, you just gave me away. Like, you gave me to another community. Like, what? Something is wrong with men. So if you're that kind of guy, don't message me. But if you're like really seriously searching for somebody to, like, you know, do life with, and you think I meet what you're looking for and vice versa, please, like, inbox me. Not to beg, because I'm not begging. I'm not a beggar.
You just begged. You just said, please inbox me. You're literally begging in the middle of the street in the projects.
But, you know, take me off the market, child. It's ghetto out in these streets.
Let me say this to that. I have a lot of male friends that when we talk, and I be wanting them to come on the show, and they could give real talk conversation, but they don't ever want to hurt anybody's feelings, right? And they might want to say certain things, but they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. When you find men who are deliberately, like, cause you can give criticism, but sometimes there are men that give criticism because they're hurt and they really want to hurt you back.
I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm just telling you the raw, uncut truth that everybody can see, even other women. I'm not hurt. I don't want to be with you bitches. Genuinely. I genuinely don't think you're likable to be around in the same room with for 5 minutes. I don't want you to like me. Please don't like me.
So those type of men, we could say pray for them, because I call them the security guards at the club. The big guy who was probably a big high school football star, didn't make it to the NFL. Now he a club security guy. And now all he could do is hate on all the pretty girls that's trying to get in the club because he's bitter and have life
cards. No, you just weren't pretty enough or fit enough to get in the club. He ain't hating on you. See, they're just narcissists. It can never be them. It's the bouncer was, you know, bullied in school or something, or the bouncer never pulled a pretty girl. That's why he didn't let me in. Or you're not pretty. And the club said, don't let these ugmos in. It can never be them, no matter what. They're always going to find a way to shame men. It's in their fucking DNA to belittle and shame men at some point.
That's what dealt for him. So there are some men who do have genuine criticism that women should learn from. And then there are some men who are just bitter as hell that are trying to hurt you. And you got to decipher between.
But here's the thing. Even motherfuckers who genuinely trying to hurt you, there's truth in that too.
Both. We got to go. Absolutely. But I will say this. Go back in the party. Enjoy the party. You never know. Like, you might just end up having a conversation with someone, and next thing you know, y'all might have coffee the next day. Like, don't negate your real life. I love that y'all call me, but I feel like y'all missing out on real life when you just call me. Go back in that party and enjoy yourself, girl.
All right. I'll take a shot for you and for these advices, honey.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Thank
boo.
You so
Bye.
Much.
Kendra GC.
Yeah, I can't stay on any longer. That exhausted me. Join the alternate platforms, Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Send your donations in. I'm bad about asking for a sponsor for the show, but anyway, what else? I recorded 2 exclusive live streams today, actually, that are not public. They're behind a paywall. For only $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get access to these things. For the convenience of staying on YouTube, it's $9.99. You get access to the exclusive weekend live streams, over 70 exclusive unseen episodes, episodes 1 to 3 days early, episodes without ads. It's worth it. Join the membership. It really helped me out, keep the movement moving. And, count your sodium tomorrow and see how much sodium you take in tomorrow. Hope the next time you hear from me, we both better people than we are today. RB Sensei out. I hope your football team wins. Yeah, I'm going live on Wednesday, y'all. I'm definitely going live on Wednesdays. Monday, Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. I think I'm just sleepy, cold, blue steel. And watching these videos will depress a motherfucker. For sure. I'm kind of tired, though. Have a good night, y'all. Vote for the orange man. They trying to take a nigga out. And I will count how many writs I eat tomorrow.